The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Five.
I love GPS. In fact, I go everywhere using my GPS. Not the one on the phone, because that uses data, and I will use Google from time to time. But I have a Jeep Cherokee that has a push-button GPS. So I press a button, and then I say, find address, and then it talks back to me, and I put the address in, and it magically finds the place, and I live by that. I drive everywhere using the GPS.
Do you tend to use it even when you know where you're going?
Oh, yeah. I love having a map on. Because a lot of times it'll identify if there's traffic problems, too, which I love, right?
Yeah.
But here's the challenge, and I haven't brought this up with my wife yet because it makes me laugh every time she does it. Should I draw attention to it or not? So she's sitting in the passenger side. Maybe she has the address on her phone, and so she wants to talk to the GPS person, right?
Right.
So I'll press the button, and so I talk to the GPS like this. I go find address. It's, you know, blah, 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 Main Street or whatever the street happens to be, and I'm talking at this level like I'm talking with you. My wife is literally sitting, you know, a foot from me, right beside the GPS. And here's what she'll do. She'll be talking to me in a regular voice, and then she'll talk to the GPS, and she'll go, find address, Main Street, 372, West. And I'm looking at her going, why are you yelling at the GPS?
But you haven't said anything to her?
No, because it cracks me up every time she does it.
I think you don't want her to stop.
It's like what people do when they realize that somebody's hard of hearing or something like that, if they yell.
Well, it's like, remember back in the olden days and people would make a long distance call and they'd shout? Shout on the phone because we're calling overseas now. And yes. So we have to make our voice heard in Australia.
Oh, my God. It cracks me up every time. So I don't know whether I should bring this up, but I think I'm just going to let her go.
It's kind of cute. Record it.
I'm going to record it next
time.
Yes. Yes.
Secretly
absolutely.
Record it. Oh my God, you have to do that. We want to hear. We want to hear now.
Find address.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Four. I think this Japanese town has got an idea that is worth a discussion, because when it comes to elderly drivers, and I can't even possibly imagine when I get to a point where I'm going, I don't think I can drive anymore. That's got to be a terrifying
thing. It does, because it means a loss of independence, doesn't it?
Sure,
if you've
got
to turn your license in. And I think a lot of elderly people probably are in denial about the fact that they really shouldn't be on the road anymore, whether it's, reflexes slowing down or vision's, not as good as it used to be.
Or you
can't see.
When I get older and I have to, when I pull my pants are up around my nipples and I can no longer see over the steering wheel.
Yeah. It's time to turn your license in, isn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Well, you know, a lot of towns maybe could take a leaf out of this city in Japan, which is saying to people, listen, if you're too old to drive, how about we incentivize you to turn your license in and we'll give you 15% off your funeral? Like, people care
Come
when
on.
They're dead if they've got 15%, like a coupon. Woohoo, I got a coupon off my funeral.
Wow.
That wouldn't incentivize me to turn my license in.
No.
No.
No, I'm driving until I drive right into the grave, if that's the situation. Send me to Hawaii.
If you want an incentive, send me somewhere fabulous where I don't need to drive anymore, or even like give them a free pass to whatever the mass transit is in the city, to the train or the tram or the bus or whatever. But 15% off your funeral is supposed to incentivize these elderly. Listen, this would be a great idea. Maybe we could do it for the people who leave their indicator on for miles. Right, because you'll get behind those people, right?
No, you're on to say anybody who drives slow in the fast lane,
right?
You're done.
Anybody texting, right?
Give them
just go, because they're going to wind up. If you're driving and texting, you're going to wind up in an early grave anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's 15% off.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. 3, 3, 3.
Hey, if you're looking to lose weight and need some inspiration, let's be honest, you have to get off the couch, go walk, run,
see,
do something.
That's just where it's wrong. Listen, we've talked about kids doing amazing things and coming up with inventions and technology. Why can't somebody make a magic bloody pill so we can eat what we like?
We don't have
to watch our carbs or anything like that. We can just eat what we like, pop a pill, and never put on weight. Why can't somebody put their mind to that, please?
I know. Not the case yet. Technology is not there yet. You still have to go and get some fresh air, and don't spend all your time on a screen like this guy did. This is a great story. This guy, Walter Beals, he's from North Carolina. He's 45 years old. He was way overweight. He started climbing stairs at the courthouse where he works. Okay, so he would go up the stairs and take the elevator down because his knees were bothering him. This guy lost 170 pounds. He weighed at one point 440 pounds, lost 170 pounds. He's now down to 270 just because he would do 8 flights of stairs a day. So get this. He would climb the stairs, take the elevator down, and do that 12 more times.
So that's like 96 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Which is, and he'd do it in his lunch break, which is kind of cool because what else are you going to do? You can, you know, just sit around and scroll through Facebook in your lunch break, or you can do what he did. It's a pretty cool thing. And actually, not only what's kind of nice about this, I love that he didn't just lose weight, but he found love on the journey as well, because he found love because this chick that he worked with thought the stair thing was a good idea. So she started doing it with him as well. I don't know if she's lost weight, but they wound up falling in love. What I love about this guy, because you've got to imagine, it's pretty boring just climbing stairs. You know, you do 8 flights, you catch the elevator down and you do it, or you keep doing it over. So he kept imagining, how far have I actually walked? And so, like, how many floors would it take to climb to the top of Mount Everest? And so he eventually passed that height. And so then he decided, well, how many steps do I have to go to get to outer space? And he had to climb the equivalent of 50 miles to do it, or 21,000 flights of stairs. Oh. And he finally just got there last week. And what's really nice is all his workmates and everything, they knew about it. So they surprised him at the top with a big sign that said, "Welcome to space."
I love that story. But losing 170 pounds and finding love just by climbing stairs. Aww. You see, there's the value of not taking a pill or not using technology, but getting out and actually doing something.
Meh, 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 meh.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Hey, it's a challenge when you're a parent to come up with the names of your kid. You want the name to have value. You want it to mean something. You want it not to be made fun of.
Right, right. Because kids are older. Horrible. Well, even in primary school, kids are just horrible, aren't they? And they'll pick on a name if they can and tease kids over a name.
Yep.
But, you know, you can't, even though you thoughtfully name your child, you can't foresee
technology.
You can't. There's this poor woman. How to be this chick? She's 21 years old. She goes to Stockton University in New Jersey, and her name is Alexa Siri.
Oh.
Right?
Can you imagine naming both first and last name the same as a public-facing app that millions of people use on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. Well, when Siri came out, what, in 2011, and she says when that first came out, people, you know, would tease her all the time. She used her last name when she was introducing herself. People would always type, "Oh, Siri, rah, rah, rah." And then when Amazon created their virtual assistant, the Amazon Echo, and named it Alexa, she's like, "Oh, God, help me," because her name's Alexa Siri. So now she says people constantly make Alexa and Siri jokes to her, especially when she's at work and people command her to do something. Siri, do this, or Alexa, do this. I'm not an iPhone person. You use Siri. I actually have an Amazon Echo, which I love. I think Alexa is fantastic. It'd be interesting to see what they think of each other.
Well, you ask Alexa, I'll ask my Siri.
Okay. Alexa, what do you think about Siri?
Siri's a great app, but I'm different.
Oh, see, that's nice. I like the English accent and everything. It just sounds a little bit posh, doesn't it?
Siri, what do you think of Alexa?
Alexa is a hoe.
Oh!
Oh! Did she just say that? Oh, see? I think Alexa is nicer, more classy.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
One, one, one.
I'll tell you, I give up when it comes to how much exercise you're supposed to do a day, because every time I look at my Facebook feed, there's another survey coming out. The Fitbit says I got to walk 10,000 steps per day. It's like, you're killing me already.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Exactly. Now they've increased the freaking thing. Are you kidding?
You don't have a Fitbit, though, do you?
No.
I had one, but then I think I, you're not meant to wear it in the shower.
Anymore,
well, no, it broke or something, and then I sent it away, and they sent me another one, and it broke as well. So I gave this. I had one of the early editions of it, and it was those. What was good is it kept you aware of how much you walked, and terrifyingly, how little you walk some days. You know, you'd walk from the car into the building, and if you don't make a conscious effort, because our job doesn't necessitate us walking very much. You know, we walk around the radio station, we walk a bit about around home, but there'd be times where I'd look at it and I'd have done like less than 3,000 steps. I'd think, holy cow.
When was the last time anybody, and if you did this, good for you, I think this is a great thing, you stand in front of the elevator, you know what, I'm going to take the stairs. Or the escalator at the mall, instead of taking the escalator, you take the stairs and you walk them. That's the choices we should be making, apparently, according to the
Fitbit says, listen, 10,000, not enough. The 15,000 is the new 10,000. And so if you've got a Fitbit and you've just been, you know, busting your chops trying to get to 10,000, we feel your pain.
Yeah.
But I must walk 15,000 steps, then I'll walk 15,000 more. It'll be hard to walk 15,000 steps. My legs will be so sore. Ow, 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 ow. I must walk 15,000 steps. I'll leave my Fitbit in the drawer, 'cause there is no one who walks that many steps. Can't take it anymore.
All that says to me is there's serious chafing going on.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.